A go-go global news cycle lays so much at our feet. Some of it is harrowing. In Gaza, there is not enough to eat. Our reporter there since the start of the current conflict in October 2023, Khada Abdul Fattah, is living the story she's covering. We hear from her today. In one of his two stories today, Stephen Humphreys explores the new work by renowned singer Patty Griffin. I asked Stephen about any telling outtakes from their conversation. He said they had discussed Heavenly Day, a track with more than 21 million Spotify listens that appears on her Grammy-winning 2007 album, Children Running Through. Why, Stephen asked her, has it earned that kind of reach? It's about love, she told Stephen, about a bedrock belief. I can't survive without hoping, she told him, and knowing things can improve when they need to improve. A reminder that some daily features, such as news briefs, the editorial, and the Christian Science Perspective, remain Monday through Friday offerings. We welcome your feedback at daily@csmonitor.com. As always, find our latest stories and briefs at csmonitor.com. Also on our website, Linda Feldman hosted a Monitor breakfast with the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It's Saturday, July 26th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Now, today's Monitor stories. A spirit of we're in this together colored the early days of the pandemic in the United States, but that frayed as debate over what steps to take became increasingly politicized. Ultimately, the pandemic exacerbated distrust between elites and citizens, and even now, that makes it hard to take stock of why the U.S. fared worse than many other countries. Those calling for a pandemic reckoning say that accountability could help rebuild trust in public health. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. With ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas stalled, global condemnation of Gaza's hunger crisis has crescendoed. A third of the enclave's 2.3 million people are not eating for multiple days in a row, according to the United Nations. Hospitals are inundated with malnourished children. Doctors are skipping meals. Media outlets find their reporters there in peril. A blame game appears to thwart meaningful action. One mother whose son walks miles in the dark to try to secure food aid tells her he has seen shooting near the distribution point. And yet I still send him, she says. What choice do we have? Contributor Khada Abdul Fattah reports from Deir al-Balah, Gaza Strip, for The Monitor. In our global progress roundup this week, two changes give people more agency at home. California's Yurok tribe doubled its land holdings, and in Poland, counselors repealed a municipal resolution on families and children that courts said violated the dignity of LGBTQ plus people. Also, young sustainability leaders in Honduras are turning used cooking oil into soap. Cameron Pugh and Troy Aiden Sambahon report for The Monitor. Deep into a stellar career, the truth-telling folk singer Patty Griffin was thinking about hanging up her guitar. But the pandemic brought a reconciliation into her family life and opened up a perspective on joy and unconditional love that found an outlet in her music. The new album that her discovery inspired, Crown of Roses, debuted July 25th. Its eight tracks showcase why Ms. Griffin is so revered. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. The secrets I don't sell ever to myself, I just keep moving. It's like working on a building with my eyes closed. Nothing's improving. Before there were Avengers or Black Panther, there was the Fantastic Four, the first superhero team crafted by artist Jack Kirby and editor Stan Lee. What that duo created was not only a standard bearer for the superhero genre, but also a winning methodology for writing comics. What happens when a reboot becomes a love letter? Fantastic Four: First Steps, which hit theaters July 25th, answers that question in the spirit of its founders and adds a message of modernity. Ken Makin writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Goodluck Ajay.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.